Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Running a business is tough. If you're struggling with HR, benefits, and payroll, you're not alone. Many businesses just don't have the resources to keep up. That's where MWG Employer Services comes in. We provide a full range of employer services with everything from payroll to benefits to HR services and compliance, and can create a custom plan that fits your needs and budget. We're a Mississippi-based company that can help you focus on what you do best, growing your business. Call MWG Employer Services today at 601-206-7966 or go to MWG Employer Services. You're listening to Sports Talk Mississippi On Demand, presented by Pearl River Resort. Escape to Choctaw, Mississippi and enjoy world-class gaming, the Dancing Rabbit Golf Club, and Geyser Falls Water Park. Escape to Pearl River Resort.
To the Junction, in the Grove, and to the top. This is Sports Talk Mississippi. On your radio and in the game, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Live, and if you are watching on supertalktv.com in living color, good to be with you on this Tuesday afternoon. Whole crew here, at least for a little while. Richard Cross, Michael Borky, Brian Haydad, thank you for being with us. And thanks for bearing with us yesterday on a very different type of Monday edition. Hopefully you were able to consume some of the content yesterday. Some of it was new. Some of it was recycled. Thanks to Michael Borky for putting his technical wizardry skills to work and getting the show ready. And he and Will East kind of pulled that off yesterday. So we're glad to be with you. And we welcome you to join the conversation via the C Spire text line. That number, 601-879-4395. Bull. There's a lot of it in wireless, but C Spire thinks you deserve a plan that's actually what it says. So here's the real deal. The best plan for one or two lines, $45 each with auto pay and paperless billing. No bull. CSpire.com. The snowpocalypse of 2021 remains. There is perhaps more inclement weather coming, tomorrow night and maybe early into Thursday. I don't know. We'll see what shakes out of it. Seems like pretty much everybody ended up with more ice and less snow. The predictions of, a couple of inches or maybe only an inch or so of sleet and ice and freezing rain followed by, I saw predictions as much as 8 to 12 inches of snow. That didn't happen. Where I am in Oxford, we probably ended up with about 3 inches total. A couple of that was sleet slash ice with maybe an inch of snow on top. But it has produced epic sledding conditions all over the state of Mississippi. Boys, what is up? Happy Tuesday.
I prefer Icemageddon, to be totally honest with you, more than Snowpocalypse. That's just where I want to go with it. It's more okay. Ice than snow. My kids have been giving it to me all day, like, Dad, why do they call this a snow day when it's ice? I'm like, you know, the semantics of the school system, I can't help you with that.
All right, so in your particular neighborhood in and around your home, have you got good hills for sledding and have your daughters taken advantage?
No, there's no such area in my in my neighborhood, so no, they have not.
Is there anything close enough that they've been able to kind of like grab some sleds or something plastic and hard to sit on and go down a hill on?
Pretty flat. There's no hills where I live. No, I mean, I certainly can't drive to
in Starkville.
No, there's plenty in Starkville. There's not one within a mile of my house, though.
Hmm. And they weren't interested in walking a mile plus to find somewhere to sled in the 21 degree weather.
No. Only I was willing to brave the elements to come to work today. So
we'll get to that in just a second. Borky, is there any sledding area in or around you?
Yeah, there's some hills around and stuff like that. So, but
have you put Little Man on a sled?
My wife did as I was sitting up here not too long ago. But I mean, everything's just frozen solid. At least you got some snow. It's not even like at least around where I am, you can't sled. because it's just everything's frozen completely solid. When I step on the ground, my feet don't sink at all.
Right. Yeah. That's what I've got.
See, where we are, it's kind of crunchy. Like, it is, you know, you walk on it and you hear the crunch, 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 but it's not like legit snow where you step and your foot goes down 3 or 4 inches or 6 inches or a foot or however much it is that you've got. So it's been pretty good. I don't know. I'm kind of a seek out somewhere. Frank, there are plenty of hills in and around Oxford, and so we've kind of taken advantage a little bit. We've done some nighttime stuff, not like late into the night, but my kids don't realize, Obi in particular, that he has set himself up to be chastised by his mother going forward. So Obi's our guy that, you know, if he gets out or if he's got a buddy, he's good to go play in whatever. Doesn't care about the temperatures. But if he doesn't have a friend, all he wants to do is watch television or play on his iPad. Doesn't want to go out and walk the dog. And Borky, it could be 57 degrees with no wind and sunny, and he'll drop the, "It's too cold," on Jane when she says, "Hey, have you walked the dog?"
Sounds a lot like Dad.
Me? Oh, no. I'm go and do guy. I'm go and do, go and do, go and do. So the fact that we have had to, like, lasso him and pull him back into the house while it's 9 degrees or 14 degrees or 21 degrees, that's not going to play well for him going forward when he drops to, "It's too cold. I don't want to do anything." He's going to be a little bit more maybe expected of him in the near future. All right, hey, Dad, your adventure today. How far do you live from the studio?
I checked when I got here. It was 1 mile. It was a 1 mile walk exactly.
So don't ever let it be said that Brian Haydad doesn't, from time to time, make the sacrifices necessary to be on the air with you, a walk uphill, in the snow, both directions. Oh, wait, no, he just told us there are no hills.
There are no hills, and it's ice. It's not snow.
Yeah. So how was your walk?
It was fine. It was fine. I only had a couple of issues where I started to, you know, sort of go one direction that I didn't want to go. Mainly if you got, when I was going through like an intersection or a place where cars were turning, I would, you know, be careful. I
had to kind of hustle across down. And
yeah, I had to keep my head down, try to look at where it was actual ice versus sort of melted ice. Don't want to step on that. And yeah, but I got here. It didn't take me as long as I thought it might, and I'm here.
There you go. Well, we're glad to have you, Borky. How was the drive in?
It was all right. I mean, yesterday there was no shot. Absolutely no shot. Today, seemingly, people kind of got sick of being stuck inside, and so the main road. So I've got, oh, like an 11, 12 mile commute, give or take. Yeah. Probably a little less. Most of it, though, is either on one or two, either the interstate or a highway, one of the two. I could pick and choose. And enough cars had driven on it by then where 90% of my drive in was tire touching actual road.
Asphalt. Yeah.
And so it worked out pretty good. I'm slightly concerned about when the sun goes down and, you know, things happen, but it seems like the road's been pretty well traveled. I think I'm okay.
Yeah. Just take it easy.
I was okay on the way in anyway.
C-Spire text line. Was Brian barefoot? That's from Dwayne. Adding to the legend. Barefoot, uphill, in the snow, both directions. You don't know how good you've got it, kids.
Socks. Two pairs of socks.
There you go. Did you wear a coat?
Yeah, it's just it's warm in the office though. So
okay,
the coat's over there. That's why you can tell my hair's a little messed up. I wore a toboggan, so I just sort of like put a little water in my hair to melt.
Yeah, I told Borky before we went on, you kind of look like a wet rat. So it's a toboggan matted hairdo today for Mr. Haydad. Nah, you're good. Whatever you need to do. Derek in Greenwood, I'm with you, Derek. He says, "Who needs hills?" He has what appears to be a flat tube, like you would. That is the world's... Do you have that on over your headphones?
I had it over the headphones.
I was going to say, that was odd looking. Here we go. Hey, Dad, rocking the big Carhartt. There we go. He's got the toboggan on now.
There we go.
That's very...
I can still hear you, too. It's good. It's actually
very good.
Nice.
Dwayne sends us a picture of three kids on a tube that you would use on the lake in the summertime with some sort of a tow strap connected to it. I'm assuming he's pulling that behind either a side-by-side or a four-wheeler. We tried that yesterday, and it was pretty fun. Mike in Oxford says, trash can lids down the back of Sardis Dam, Richard. Woo! That is a big hill. You got to get there. Mike says he's going to attempt to ski from Oxford to Batesville tomorrow behind a truck. Mike, I've seen you. I don't believe you. I don't believe that's what you're really going to do. This is the most disappointing text message I could possibly get. I can only speak to this because my wife is from the Mississippi Delta. She's from Clarksdale, grew up out around Moon Lake. And Brian in Clarksdale sends us a message that says the levee board is making people stop sledding down the levee in Cahoma County. No! The amount of fun that has been had on the levee, and I don't care if you're talking about in Clarksdale in the northern part of the Delta or you're going, you know, down to Greenwood, Greenville, farther south, whatever. When inclement weather comes to the Delta, folks in the Mississippi Delta know how to have a good time. Pull out the four-wheeler, pull out a side-by-side, find a car hood or a truck hood, flip it upside down, attach it to the back, and they pull folks all over that thing. That's such disappointing news that the powers that be are shutting it down.
At least they didn't roll up in cop cars and hold down college girls for trespassing.
Borky, it's almost like you and I were thinking the exact same thing. If you missed that story, we'll share it with you next. Sports Talk Mississippi, streaming at supertalk.fm. Richard Cross, Michael Borky, Brian Haydad, and you having a good time on an icy Tuesday in the Magnolia State.
Let it snow, let it snow.
Mississippi News doesn't sleep, and neither do we. At supertalk.fm, you get news from all over the state. From stories to keep you safe, to legislation that could affect your bank account, to weather reports to help you better plan your weekend. Plus, find in-depth interviews with the newsmakers in the Supertalk podcast archives. And everything Mississippi sports. Your Mississippi news. All the time, on air and online. At supertalk.fm.
Hello, I'm Gary Jolly from the Tractor Store. LS Tractor understands your passion for the land, and just like you, LS Tractor is committed to excellence and superior products. LS Tractor comes with a long list of standard features that are unmatched by other brands and backed with the LS commitment to provide exceptional customer service and satisfaction. You get a lot more for your money with the LS Tractor. Come to the Tractor Store in Richland to experience the LS difference. The Tractor Store in Richland.
I wish there was a place where we could sample wines before we buy.
There is! Colony Bistro and Wine Bar just opened right next door to Colony Wine Market in Madison. They have 32 wines by the glass, wine flights, and the food is terrific.
Yes! Get your purse, sweetie.
Unlike jewelry stores that offer imaginary discounts of 50 to 75% off, D&S Diamonds and Jewelry in Flowood is different. You see, mathematically, there is no way to stay in business if you continually run 50 to 75% off discounts, unless your prices were too high to begin with. At D&S Diamonds and Jewelry, shop our quality, selection, and personal service that we offer. Then let us impress you with our special values. D&S Diamonds and Jewelry, 144 Market Street in Flowood, across from Amerigo.
These days, it's okay to do some things halfway, like wearing your pajama bottoms on a work call, but managing your prescriptions shouldn't be one of them. That's why CVS has a proprietary search tool to find ways that may help lower your prescription costs and will deliver them for free. No wonder CVS customers are better than most at staying on prescriptions, which tends to make you healthier. Come in or call today and get a free prescription savings review at CVS. Savings vary. Not all patients eligible for savings. Delivery restrictions apply. Visit CVS.com for details.
Ace Bolt & Screw Company. Locally owned and operated for over 50 years. Come by and check out our newly remodeled store. We serve your entire fastener, safety equipment, and tool needs. We've got all the biggest brands of power tools and hand tools. DeWalt, Milwaukee, Makita, Channelot, Irwin, and Lennox, just to name a few. Let us help you get the job done right. Come see us at Ace Bolt & Screw Company, Jackson, Tupelo, Atlanta, and Gluckstadt.
Hi, I'm Dr. Will Umflett with Capital Dental, where we create a comfortable environment for our patients. Capital Dental offers general and family dentistry and teeth whitening. Book your appointment today at CapitalDentalInc.com. Capital Dental, located in Northeast Jackson on Lakeland Drive.
Tune in to Good Things with me, Rebecca Turner. It's Mississippi's Radio Happy Hour, weekdays from 2 to 3 p.m., right here on Super Talk Jackson 97.3.
Sports Talk Mississippi. Sports Talk Mississippi. Your new home for exclusive sports coverage here in the Magnolia State.
How do you like that? I love it.
On Super Talk Mississippi.
Rumors spreading around in that Texas town. Right the shack outside the game.
All right, back with you, Sports Talk Mississippi, streaming at supertalk.fm. For the record, Scott Berry is going to join us at 4 o'clock, or to begin the 4 o'clock hour. We will talk with him about Southern Miss, who has a forecast for the weekend that, frankly, could be a whole heck of a lot worse than it actually is, given where we are right now. On Friday, high of 43. That's cold. Saturday, high of 53 and sunny. And on Sunday, a high of 63 in the Hub City. So, not so bad for the opening weekend in Hattiesburg. We'll get to that coming up in the 4 o'clock hour.
If I were a player, I'd ask for a doubleheader on Sunday. That's just me. Hey, move that Friday game over to Sunday, Coach, because that's a lot better.
Yeah. The 43 is doable.
It's doable. But, man, if you hit one in on the hands.
No doubt. So you may have seen the video. You may have read the story. I read the story last night in the Daily Mississippian. Oh, the shock and the horror. So here's what happened. There was a Facebook group that invited people to a snowball fight in the Grove. And by people, I mean college students. And there were some 3,500 respondents who joined the group and knew about the event. Mind you, college students have not exactly had the typical collegiate experience going back to about spring break last year.
Yeah, that's the thing about all this. You have 4 years in college, most people, not you, but most people only have 4 years in college. 25% of their college experience has been robbed from these kids.
You just slipped it in there like a jam.
And so they get one time to have a lot of fun. Harmless fun. And this is how it gets handled.
So, snowball fight in the Grove, and all appears to be fine. A few hundred, 500, 600, I think was the estimate, showed up.
Pretty decent crowd, it looked like, having fun.
Yeah. They're having a big old party in the Grove. The story in the Mississippian said that someone brought an amplified music device and was playing music, and students were dancing. There didn't appear to be much snowball fighting going on. There did appear to be a couple of impromptu wrestling matches that happened. At one point, you got a bunch of people on the stage and a bunch of people down, but they're just having a big old time. And then somebody starts chanting, "Rush the vault, rush the vault, rush the vault." And so in this mob mentality, what happens? Several hundred college students take off on an icy sprint through campus over to Vaught Hemingway Stadium. And apparently 40 or 50 of them jumped a wall and were kind of, they weren't on the field, they were just kind of getting into the stadium. Now, if you just told me right there, okay, snowball fight in the Grove, fine. Running across campus, fine. You get to the football stadium, fine. Really probably don't need them in the stadium. Maybe you get some police officers that come by and say, "Hey, guys, you ain't got to go home, but you can't stay here." And you know what? Everybody would disperse. Now, I feel like we should pause right here. And I'm not speaking for anybody else, but I personally am certainly pro-law enforcement. Especially in our local communities. They do such a good job. And so many times it's a thankless job. You know, the Oxford Police Department in particular has had, I mean, the reputation that they've garnered through their Twitter account, which is I mean, they get real information out there, but half the time it's a parody account. Okay. So, we can establish that we are pro-law enforcement and yet be willing to at times point out, yeah, this was dumb. So you have a police cruiser, sirens blaring, lights on, that comes flying up toward, alongside the stadium, toward a large group of students, a couple hundred students.
Who were bottlenecked into...
And slams on the brakes.
Yeah.
Could have been bad.
A sheet of ice driving that fast to a bottleneck group of students. That's, I mean, it's all bad. I mean, my goodness, if the story is true and they did get the two girls that didn't run, that got, one of them got her, his hands were put on her for not running, that's bad. But this is the worst part about it all.
Yeah, to me, the worst part was the approaching police cruiser where he comes flying up alongside the stadium, slams on the brakes. Hey, you're on a sheet of ice. Nothing was melted at this point yesterday when this was going on at 1:30 or so.
I watched my
neighbors. What happens if the brakes lock up and that car keeps sliding and you go sliding right into 100 college students?
Kids die. That's what happens.
It's a tragedy at that point.
Ugh. Let's have a little situational awareness. Borky likes to jokingly, maybe he's not joking, I don't know, call me a fun sponge from time to time. Eh, so be it. So be it, as he rolls his eyes. But, I mean, they're just out having a good time. And if you need to get them out of the stadium, pull up, hit your siren a couple of times. They scattered like a busted anthill when the police came pulling up anyway. You got the desired effect. But reportedly in this story from the Daily Mississippian, they apprehended a couple. You can see that in one of the videos where police officer kind of grabs a co-ed by the arm and kind of spins her around. And I don't know if the question was asked of this particular college student or not, but reportedly the question was, what's the master plan? What are they trying to do? You know what the response was?
I don't know.
No master plan? We're just out playing in the snow. Somebody said run to the stadium, so we ran to the stadium.
Oh, man. Trespassing.
Who does number two work for?
And especially when it's the two people in the entire group that weren't running. They were probably posting on Instagram or something like, hey, Jamie liked my post. You think he'll see me at the bar later? And then a cop comes up and grabs her by the arm. I mean, what are we doing here? I mean, when I was in college, that was like what you did. If you were bored, it was like, hey, let's go to the stadium and throw touchdown passes. Got nothing better to do. Let's go hang out. I mean, a buddy of mine, I certainly didn't do this because that required exercise, would run stadiums every morning. He would slip under the gate of the stadium, or if it was open, he'd walk right in and run stadiums. Because why not? You're not hurting anything. I mean, in college, I had beers on the 50-yard line. We played football on the field, and we didn't hurt anything. It's just, it was cool. And now,
I will say, at the time you're talking about, the stadium was artificial surface. I understand if you don't want a bunch of college students running around on a grass surface field when you've already got ice. But that's fine. It's fine.
And if an officer came up to us and said, hey, man, you guys can't be here. Sorry. Yes, sir. Our bad. We won't come back. Sorry. Thank you. No problem. And we would have moved on. And that's all that had to happen here. It's just crazy. I mean, especially after the year that they've had, where a full year of college, the best years of their life before life starts getting real, was robbed from them. They had to do virtual learning or couldn't go to school at all. They weren't allowed to go anywhere. The bars closed early. They weren't allowed to have fun at all. And so the one day they get to go out and do something goofy, have a snowball fight at the football stadium. When you're 19 years old, how much fun does that sound like? And you're going to make these two girls possibly have to go in front of a judge somewhere to dispute or accept charges of trespassing. Even if it's just a fine or a ticket or whatever, you still have to go. Come on.
Was it Oxford police, by the way, or was it Ole Miss police?
It was UPD.
Okay.
But come on.
My guess is that the police officers involved would like a little bit of a do-over. They would like to perhaps, I'm just guessing here, and this is what I would like to believe, is that they would like to maybe handle the situation a little bit differently and maybe not be quite so serious or take themselves quite as seriously as they did yesterday. It didn't appear as if anybody was in danger. There was no vandalism that was really happening. Yes, you had some trespassing, but somebody said the stadium was unlocked anyway. So I don't know, whatever.
Well, even if it wasn't that.
But the whole thing just got blown out of proportion. And then the tone in the tone in the story said, and the several hundred college students in the Grove did not appear to be practicing social distancing measures, and many were seen without face coverings. You don't say!
This was a day you needed a face covered. It's cold outside.
No doubt!
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah. The net gator was in full effect yesterday.
Oh, also, some of them appeared to have been consuming alcohol.
Oh, yeah, I saw that line. It was like, there appeared to be alcohol consumption.
Oh, no.
Shocker of shockers.
Got to be careful.
Somebody said, master plan? They're college kids. They've never mastered anything, nor do they plan.
I agree with this guy. He says, I'm 34, and that sounds like fun today. I'm with you, man. I would love to go on a football field right now and throw snowballs at people.
Or hang out in the Grove or whatever
too.
Else.
Yeah, play some music whatever. And... apparently they were doing Oklahoma drills. They had girls laid on their backs and rolling over to Oklahoma drills in the middle of the Grove.
The whole scene looked fun, and then it wasn't. All right, we'll get into some sports stuff. Just having some fun with you on this Tuesday afternoon. We'll be right back.
From the SeabrookPaint.com Weather Center, I'm Bob Sullender. For all your paint and coating needs, go to SeabrookPaint.com. Today, mostly sunny conditions, high near 27. Tonight, partly cloudy, low around 18. Wednesday, rain in the forecast, cloudy skies, high near 41. Wednesday evening, rain as well, low around 34. Your Thursday, 60% chance of rain, cloudy skies, high near 38. Thursday evening, mostly cloudy, low around 23. And for your Friday, mostly sunny, high near 42. This weather service of our friends at RJ's Outboard Sales and Service, your Yamaha outboard dealer in Brandon.
With the potential of extreme winter weather headed our way, it is critical that Mississippi Blood Services gets blood on the shelves to ensure that we have what Mississippi patients need. This type of weather severely impacts our ability to collect and can wreak havoc on the already low blood supply. Visit msblood.com or call 601-368-2673 to find a location near you today. That's msblood.com.
If your vehicle is ever damaged in a collision, please listen carefully. At Clinton Body Shop, we are OEM factory certified with more than 20 national and international manufacturers. In fact, we are Central Mississippi's only Volvo certified auto body repair shop, and we are the first BMW certified independent repair facility in the southern region. And our Richland location is Mississippi's only Subaru certified repair facility. Look, if some of the most prestigious automakers in the world certify Clinton Body Shop, shouldn't you choose them for your repair? Clinton Body Shop in Clinton and Richland. Certified by the company that made your car to repair your car with OEM factory parts. Go to ClintonBodyShop.com. It's about your family's safety and your car's value. That's ClintonBodyShop.com.
Are you ready for what is possibly the last lawnmower you will ever buy? If so, then you are ready for an Exmark. This is David Frederick with Frederick Sales and Service. And if you're ready, now is the time to take advantage of special Exmark pricing and special Exmark financing. With 0% financing and payments that won't start for 150 days. That's 5 months before your first payment and still 0% interest. You don't want to miss out on this opportunity to own the mower that landscape professionals purchase 2-to-1 over the next best-selling brand. So stop by Frederick Sales and Service on Old Highway 471 in Brandon and let me or one of my experienced staff help you find the Exmark mower that best suits your needs. At Frederick's, we are the Exmark experts. 26 years of award-winning selling, servicing, and supporting our customers with legendary Exmark quality. Frederick Sales and Service, the choice in outdoor equipment, serving Central Mississippi since 1993.
I'm Kelly Bennett, and you're listening to Super Talk Mississippi News.
The NAACP and Mississippi Congressman Benny Thompson are filing suit against former President Trump.
The suit filed in federal court alleges Trump incited the Capitol riot on January 6th in violation of a Reconstruction-era law referred to as the Ku Klux Klan Act. The suit also names former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani and the groups the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers.
The winter weather isn't through with us yet. According to the National Weather Service, we'll see more precipitation tomorrow.
If we can get above freezing, then it's probably going to be rain. And we may still have some issues with rain falling onto unthawed sleet or what have you. But if we do stay below freezing, I think some of our friends in the northwest part of the state, unfortunately, are going to see that almost for sure. And really still a big question mark for the metro area.
I'm Kelly Bennett.
One of the things I enjoy most about raising catfish is the end result, the fish on the truck headed to the plant. I like that because we raised a good product with a good team and a good result from all the hard work that we've done. I'm Terry Cruz, and I'm proud to be your 2020 Arkansas Catfish Farmer of the Year. We all have to eat. So if you're going to eat, eat U.S. farm-raised catfish.
C-Spire 5G. We're building a fast, powerful 5G network to bring you faster phones. You heard right. C-Spire 5G. Phones. Faster. Saying it any more would be... C-Spire 5G. Faster phones. No bull. For a limited time, get our best 5G phone free with trade-in.
Wake up with Gallo. Go to bed with Bongino.
It's kind of like the radio version of a panino.
Yeah, that's right, a panino. A radio panino with all sorts of good and gooey Mississippi ingredients right in the middle.
Deliciously addictive.
Paul Gallo, mornings at 6. And Dan Bongino, late nights at 11. The perfect way to start and end your day on Super Talk Mississippi.
Now, back to Sports Talk Mississippi.
Say that again.
Please say it.
Now, back to Sports Talk Mississippi.
Sorry, poorly timed joke, completely inappropriate.
On Super Talk Mississippi.
Rusty wants to know what we can tell him about the tournament in Dallas. We'll give you that news in just a second, Rusty. I laughed at this message. Says, sounds like the Barney police like they've got in Starkville. Right, look, we're not going to pile on police forces all over, but I did have this thought. This was very much a Barney Fife thing when Sheriff Andy says, Barney, why'd you go speeding up and break the, Andy, they were breaking the law. They were trespassing inside the stadium. And Andy, they had amplified music and there was alcohol there. Andy. Oh, Barney, just relax.
Starville police were sledding down the hill with the guys. I don't know what we're talking about here.
I like it. I like it. All right. So you asked, Rusty. Here is the updated plan for the college baseball showdown in Arlington, Texas. We have been talking about this event for months, and Borky, I said to you yesterday that I was just holding my breath in hope that we didn't get a press release or an email that said, due to difficulties related to travel and whatnot, the college baseball showdown has been canceled. We did not get that. Thankfully, we did, however, get a modified schedule. This tournament was scheduled to begin on Friday with Mississippi State and Texas?
Yes.
Yeah, it was Mississippi State and Texas at 11 a.m. on Friday morning, followed by Ole Miss and TCU, and then Arkansas and Texas Tech in the nightcap. So the whole schedule has been pushed back one day. So instead of starting The College Baseball Classic at 11 a.m. on Friday. It will now begin at 11 a.m. on Saturday. Same schedule. 11 for Mississippi State and Texas, 3 for Ole Miss and TCU, and then Arkansas and Texas Tech at 7 on Saturday night. Same thing on Sunday, TCU, Mississippi State at 11 on Sunday morning.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.